khushu, or humility. The sixth quality is khushu, the humility and servility which is engendered in a person as a result of comprehending the awe, grandeur, and majesty of God is called khushu by the Quran. This is an internal feeling of a person which makes him submit himself before God and also produces in him the feelings of mercy and love for other human beings. In the first case, its best manifestation is the prayer, especially the tahajjud prayer, when a believer communicates with the Almighty while being cut off from the world, and nothing except the remembrance of God fills his secluded moments. At other instances, words such as, "Those who seek forgiveness in the latter part of the night," in Surah 3 verse 17, and "Those who spend their nights while standing and prostrating before their Lord," in Surah 25 verse 64, express this. By placing khushu immediately before charity and the fast, the Almighty through this arrangement has referred to this very aspect and called the prayer by its essence. As referred to earlier, in the tahajjud prayer, this essence manifests the most. It is evident from various indications of the Quran and from the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ that in this time a person is in the presence of his Lord and it is a time cherished by people who love God. Imam Amin Hassan Islahi says, "The calm and peace at the time of tahajjud stands unrivaled in the 24 hours of a day. Peace and tranquility reign supreme from the earth to the heavens above. Everyone is asleep at this time. Perhaps even Satan is sleeping. Only the Almighty, who never sleeps, is awake, or he is awake who is among the most fortunate. If one stands up in the shade of the stars, one will, in reality, feel that the doors of the heavens are open. One will hear a proclamation of mercy and acceptance of repentance. The aura of ambiance of this time is so manifest that both the pious and the profane, the righteous and the sinful are aware of them. Those who sleep at this time think that it is the best time for sleep, and those who are awake at this time think that it is the best time for being awake. In reality, both are correct in their contentions. The time which is the most cherished for sleeping is precisely the one which is the most cherished for being awake. Real sacrifice is the sacrifice of what is cherished. Consequently, for this very reason, the Almighty has fixed this time for the prayer of His near ones. For those who leave the comfort of their beds at this time, the Almighty Himself descends to the nearest heaven to hear their prayers and wishes and proclaims, "Is there any person who repents at this time that I may forgive him? Is there anyone who seeks my mercy that I may enshroud him in my mercy?" Reference Amin Hassan Islahi Tazkiyah Enafs 243. In the second case, this feeling affects the whole personality of a believer and makes him an embodiment of affection for his family and very caring and sympathetic towards his friends, relatives, and acquaintances, and a fountainhead of guidance for the society. Consequently, it is because of such kind, humane, and benevolent people that comes into being a society which is a paradise of God on earth and the objective and desire of every upright person. While mentioning the attributes of such noble souls, the Quran says, "And true servants of the merciful are those who walk humbly on the earth, and if the ignorant argue with them, they say, 'Peace be to you,' and leave their way, and those who spend their nights standing and prostrating before their Lord and pray, 'Lord, ward off from us the punishment of hell, for its punishment is ever clinging. It is an evil dwelling and an evil abode, and who maintain their dignity when they pass by anything which is immoral.'" Surah 25 verses 63 to 72. Charity. The seventh quality is being charitable. One level of spending in the way of God is that one should pay the obligatory zakah from his wealth. A higher level is that he considers whatever wealth remains with him after spending on his personal and business needs to be the right of the society, and whenever he sees someone in need, he wholeheartedly helps him. Perhaps the highest level in this regard is that he fulfills the needs of others while sacrificing his own needs and ignoring his own desires. The Quran refers to this attitude by the words, "Those who, in spite of being needy, give preference to the needs of others," in Surah 59 verse 9. The words of the verse under discussion, "Those who give in charity," can be used for all these three levels of people. However, when enumerating the qualities of a person, he is called a mutasaddiq, as in the verse under discussion, it would primarily refer to the highest level mentioned above. In other words, this quality in a person means that he is a generous and large-hearted person who is always on the lookout to spend in the way of God. This actually is a manifestation of the previously mentioned khushu, this time in relation to human beings. It was for this reason that the prayer and spending in the way of God are generally mentioned adjacently in the Quran. The fast. The eighth quality is keeping the fast. It specifically targets disciplining the soul and nurturing patience. The Quran says that its objective is to achieve piety or taqwa. Thus, al-sa'imin, or those who fast, are people who have such a strong desire to become pious that they often keep fasting to attain it. It follows from this that these people are the ones who abstain from evil, desist from vulgarity, and their life is an embodiment of the highest of morals. Guiding the private parts. The ninth quality is guarding the private parts. This is a consequence of disciplining the soul and of piety. This expression, which refers to people who refrain from nudity, lewdness, and vulgarity, also occurs in some other verses of the Quran. The implication is that they guard their chastity and modesty to the utmost. Thus, except at instances they are allowed to reveal themselves, they never do so whether in private or in public. They also do not wear clothes which reveal body parts which have sexual attraction in any manner for the opposite gender. It is this extent of abstaining from vulgarity that produces the society in which chastity reigns supreme, and men and women, instead of trying to reveal their bodies, are anxious to conceal them as much as they can. Remembering God in abundance. The tenth quality is remembering God in abundance. When the thought of his Lord takes firm ground in the heart of a person, he does not consider it enough to merely worship his God at the specified times of the day. When he sees a sign of God, his tongue spontaneously utters the words, "Glory be to Allah." He begins all his tasks and routines by saying, "In the name of Allah." When he receives a favor from his Lord, he expresses his gratitude by the words, "Gratitude is for Allah." He never expresses his intention for something without uttering the words, "If Allah wills," and "What Allah wills." He seeks God's help in all his affairs. He asks him for his mercy on every calamity that befalls him. He turns to him in every hardship. He remembers God before going to sleep and begins his day by taking his name. In short, at all instances and at all moments, he is constantly in contact with his Lord. Not only this, when he prays, he remembers God. When he fasts, he remembers God. When he recites the Quran, he remembers God. When he spends on the poor, he remembers God. When he abstains from sin, he remembers God. When he falls in sin, he remembers God and becomes anxious to seek forgiveness from him. One form of this remembrance is reflection. When we look at the world created by God, we see an astounding variety in the countless creatures he has created. We see the astounding products of human intellect around us. We see stormy seas and flowing rivers, lush green vegetation, abundant rain, and the sequence of days and nights. We witness the outcome of winds and clouds. We also see how the heavens and the earth have been made, and the astonishing way in which they are built. Their benefits and uses for us are also apparent to us. They have a purpose and meaning to them. Then we have the signs of God that are found not only in the world around us, but also in the world within us. Every now and then, these signs appear in new and more enchanting forms. When a believer reflects on these signs of God, his heart and mind are filled with the remembrance of God. Consequently, he spontaneously declares, "God, you have not made this world without a purpose. It is against your knowledge and stature to do something meaningless and purposeless. I know this world will definitely culminate in a day of judgment in which people would be punished who spent their lives thinking that the world had been created by a merrymaker for merrymaking. I seek refuge with you from their fate." In the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, there are many signs for men of understanding. Those who remember God while standing, sitting, and lying down, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Their prayer is, "Lord, you have not created this without a purpose. Glory be to you, for you do not do anything in vain. So save us from the punishment of the fire." Surah 3 verses 190 to 191. There are many supplications which have been reported from the Prophet ﷺ. After the prayer, rehearsing these supplications is the best way to remember God. We are fortunate enough to have a treasure trove of these prophetic supplications preserved with us in almost their original words. Their grandeur, subtlety, and meaningfulness is no less than a miracle of language. there is little chance that there be a better collection of supplications which can be presented to the Lord. If a person has a proclivity to remember God, he should try to make use of these supplications as best as he can. Some supplications of the Prophet ﷺ are as follows. Glory be to God. Gratitude is for God only. There is no God except God. He is the greatest. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said that this prayer is the dearest to him than all things on which the sun rises. Glory be to God, and He possesses all worthy attributes. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said that the sins of a person who says these words 100 times a day are forgiven even if they are as much as the foam of the seas. Glory be to God, and He possesses all worthy attributes. Glory be to God, the Mighty. The Prophet ﷺ has said that these two words are very light for the tongue, but heavy in the balance and very dear to God. There is no God but God. He is alone. No one is His partner. To Him belongs the kingdom and praises for Him only, and He has power over all things. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said that he who uttered these words 100 times a day, his reward will be equivalent to the reward of liberating 10 slaves. Moreover, 100 virtuous deeds are added to his account, and 100 of his sins are forgiven, and he is protected from Satan all day long. Power and strength are all from God. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said that this prayer is a treasure trove among the treasures of paradise. O God, You are my Lord. There is no God except You. You have created me, and I am Your servant, and am abiding by promise and pledge to You to the best of my capacity. I seek refuge with You from the evil of my deeds. I acknowledge Your favors upon me, and I confess my sins. Forgive me, because there is none except You who forgives. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said that if a person utters this supplication with full resolve and dies the same day before evening sets, he shall be granted paradise, and if he utters this supplication at night and dies before dawn, he also shall be granted paradise. Gratitude is for God alone, who gave us life after death, and one day towards Him shall be the return. We entered into the evening, and God's kingdom also entered into the evening. Gratitude is for God, and there is no God except God. He is alone, and there is no God but He. To Him belongs the kingdom, and praise is for Him only, and He has power over all things. O God, I seek this night's goodness and the goodness of what is in it, and I seek refuge with You from the evil of the night and the evil of what is in it. O God, I seek refuge with You from laziness, from old age, from the evil of old age, from the trials of the world, and from the torment of the graves. O God, I have entered myself to You, and submitted my affairs to You, and rested my back against You, while fearing Your might and while moving towards You with fondness. There is no refuge and resting place after running away from You, and if ever there is, then it is with You. I professed faith in the book that You have revealed, and professed faith in the Prophet whom You have sent as a messenger. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said that he who uttered this supplication while going to bed, and then died that very night, then he died on Islam. O God, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and Lord of everything. O He who tears apart a grain and a fruit stone, who has revealed the Torah, the Gospel, and the Quran. I seek refuge with You from all the evil of evil things, whose forehead is in Your hands. You are the foremost, nothing is before You, and You are the last, and nothing is after You. You are the apparent, nothing is above You, and You are the hidden, and nothing is below You. Please pay my debts and make me affluent by doing away with my poverty. Glory be to He who has made this transport subservient to us. Otherwise we would not have been able to make it subservient to us. And in reality we are to return to our Lord. O God, we ask from You piety and virtue in this journey of ours, and ask from You to make us do a deed which pleases You. O God, make this journey comfortable for us and shorten its length. O God, You are the companion in this journey and the guardian for the family left behind. O God, I seek refuge with You from the hardships of this journey and from any evil sight that I may see and from any evil which may await me when I return to my family and my wealth. The Prophet ﷺ would generally begin his journey with this supplication. O God, I am hopeful of Your mercy. Please do not consign me to my base desires for even a moment, and reform all my affairs. Lord, there is no God except You. O God, I seek Your refuge from sorrow, distress, meekness, laziness, cowardice, stinginess, and from the burden of debt and from the dominance of people. O God, I seek refuge with you from laziness, old age, penalties, and sin. O God, I seek refuge with you from the torment of the fire, and the trial of the fire, and the trial of the grave, and torment of the grave, and the trial of wealth, and the trial of poverty, and from the trial of the great deceiver who will pose himself to be Jesus sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Lord, wash my sins with water and snow and hail and cleanse my heart of sins, the way a white cloth is cleansed of dirt, and distance me from my sins the way you have distanced the east and the west from one another. References: Al-Bukhari al-Jami al-Sahi and Muslim al-Jami al-Sahi, Al-Bukhari al-Jami al-Sahi and Abu Dawud Sunan. O God, I seek refuge with you from knowledge which is not beneficial, from the heart which is bereft of humility, from the soul which is never quenched, and from the prayer which is never accepted. O God, forgive my mistakes and foolishness and my excesses I commit in my affairs, and all those things which you are more aware of than me. O God, forgive whatever I have done with seriousness and whatever I have done in jest, whatever I have done intentionally and whatever I have done unintentionally. All this is from me. O God, forgive whatever I have sent forward and whatever I have left behind, and whatever I have concealed, and whatever I have done openly, and that also which you know more than me. It is you who sends forward, and it is you who relegates backwards, and you have power over all things. O God, I seek from you guidance and virtue and purification of the soul and being self-sufficient. O God, forgive me, have mercy on me, give guidance to me, grant me peace, and bless me with sustenance. Reference: Ibid 1180-1181 and 1172. God bless us with good in this world and in the hereafter too, and save us from the torment of the fire. Reference: Al-Bukhari al-Jami al-Sahih, 768, number 4522. And Muslim al-Jami al-Sahih, 1171, number 6840. O God, because of your knowledge of the unseen and because of your power over your creation, grant me with life till the time you think that living is best for me, and take me away from this world when you think that taking me away is best for me. O God, and I seek humility from you in public and in private, and in happiness and in sorrow. Want you to guide me to the truth and request you with what is between affluence and poverty, and ask from you a favor that will never end, and the coolness of the eye which will never cease. And I seek from you the strength to be content on your decisions, and seek the blessings of life after death, and the fervor to meet you, and the bliss to see you, such that I neither remain in the calamity that is burdensome, nor trials which may mislead me. O God, grant us the embellishment of faith, and make us such that we are rightly guided and are able to guide others as well. Reference: Al-Nasai, Sunan 183, number 1306.